have a mutual board member staff person. Dee Bowers really was instrumental in bringing the two organizations together. She's a Mercy staff person and she's a YMCA board member. And she just was sitting in meetings for Mercy and sitting in meetings for the Y and hearing the same vision and the same needs, and really brought the two organizations together so that we could form a partnership and move along on the same path.
So how long has this partnership been in the works?
This partnership's been in the works for well over, probably about a year and a half. We've been working together, trying to find, both establish the partnership and how it would all function, as well as find the location that was going to be best for all of us to be able to serve the community.
And today we've had the ribbon cutting and the grand opening ceremony. So how do you feel to finally have this big day?
It's a big day. we've been looking forward to the grand opening. We actually opened the doors December 1st quietly because we still have a few things we needed to do. And it's a continuing work in progress as we go along. We develop with the community and what the community wants and needs. So as we find those gaps that still need to be filled, there'll be even more transformation along the line. So
how did you come to find this location here at Village on the Creeks in Rogers?
Well, there, a couple things came into play. Mercy has a lot of offices in this area. They are, predominantly the foundation's located here, the Max store is located here. And so when the property became available, we started talking about that, about this location. And it took us well over a year to finally get to the point that this was a real possibility. And, with Mercy's presence in the area and the location it is, right off 540 and centrally located in the Northwest Arkansas area, we really thought it was very beneficial to be here.
What are some of the services that the YMCA will be able to provide to the Northwest Arkansas region?
Sure. The YMCA focuses on youth development, healthy living, and social responsibility. So within those three areas, we're looking at after-school programming, we're looking at preschool, hopefully early this year still, and we offer, services for families with the Child Watch, and we have an itty-bitty basketball program coming up for preschoolers in February. With our healthy living, we offer different fitness classes, but we offer some long-term options as well. Our Back on Track program that starts Monday night is a 13-week health and wellness program that focuses on physical activity and nutrition. We offer a couch potato to 5K class that gets people off the couch and gets them moving to complete a 5K in 10 weeks. So there's some of those long-term health classes to get you on the right path. And then with our social responsibility, we're looking at what things can we do in Northwest Arkansas to really reach out and improve community and strengthen community. And, we're looking at a partnership with the Children's Center to be able to offer those kids programming on site where they're at to build self-esteem and self-confidence. We're looking at different volunteer opportunities we have both with the Y and out in the community and building those volunteer forces for our area to make the community stronger as well.
And you mentioned 5K. You guys actually have a 5K fundraiser next week, right?
We have a Tux on the Run 5K, our annual 5K coming up on Saturday at 10 a.m., and we're really excited about that because we actually have a home to run from this time. This is the first year we'll have a facility to come inside to afterwards, when it's a little chilly out in January on our 5K. So we'll be able to do our refreshments and rewards on the inside this year. But yes, that'll be coming up on Saturday. It usually has a really good response from the community, and it should be a really fun time.
And that's next Saturday?
Saturday the 14th, yeah.
And do you actually dress in a tuxedo?
No, there was a time we did a little bit more costuming with it and stuff, but really it's just our mascot for the race is a penguin, and so he'll be, we'll be have our penguin signs out, it'll be chilly, and so that's where the Tux on the Run comes from.
I like it. If people want any more information about the YMCA or the fundraiser coming up or how to sign up, things like that, where can they get information?
They can call the Y. It's 479-273-9622. Or they can visit our website as well. There's lots of information on our website, which is www.ymcanwa.org.
Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.